So let us try now to bring it all together. And again, I know that I could have summarized this and given Shira this in like 2 days. But because of the importance of both the conceptual issues here and because of the halacha ma'aseh, I want you to see it inside. Like, I don't want you to, you know, there. I once heard from Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, this has stuck with me since Shana Aleph. The rule in learning, and you know this, Yosef, I've said it many times, is don't trust anybody. Anybody, right? Don't trust Tosfos, don't trust anybody, don't trust me, right? If I, right? Okay, so what do we do with the ma'aseh? Good. So let's do a little bit of a survey here. So, one direction of Kula, as I mentioned already yesterday, but let's look at it inside again, is that we rely on the very, very fascinating position of the Ur Zeruah, who says that, and this was summarized in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Sivvav, which is the following. So this is a very important conceptual machlokes. I'm going to lay it out for you, okay? And there is a principle in the Gemara. Maybe Yosef remembers this, because I did give this to the Shana Bet at some point. The Gemara says, it tells a story in several places, that someone paskened like, it appears in different places, so there are different, like, I mean, there are different times this comes up. Paskened X, which is not the way we paskin. So then someone, after the person left, they turned to him and said, you know, we don't paskin that way. So the Gemara says, it's okay. Why? So the Gemara says, my lacha shen iskar. So he says, if you knew the halacha was really, if it's usher and you said mutter, so obviously you have to retract. But what the Gemara says is there are certain cases in halacha which are called, hecha de lo itmar helchata lo kimar velo kimar. If the halacha was not explicitly said, like X or Y, even if in general we follow X, ra'olihu leblank lismocha la b'sharatcha. Under extenuating circumstances, you can rely on Y.
So you mean like when there isn't a stam mishnah that says that?
Good, so there's a, basically, so good, there's a, so very quickly, there is a machloket amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim, how far back does that go? Okay? So, meaning, at what point in history do we say something is a closed dispute and can't be dragged up under extenuating circumstances? So there are, the extreme is the position that we're going to see now is the Ur Zeruah. The Ur Zeruah says that even if something, even if it's pretty clear in Chazal that we paskin, that something's usur, if the Gemara doesn't explicitly say we paskin like Y conclusively over X, then you're allowed to drag up the not accepted position, b'sharat chak. You can even go back to Chazal. That's the position of the Ur Zeruah in two places.
He's consistent with that.
The Ur Zeruah, he says it in two places. In Hilchos Chadash and Hilchos Sukkah. Sukkah is a very interesting discussion. Do you remember the sugya on Daf Lamed of can you use a dry lulav if there is no other, and you right there were the people who would use the sukkah that they inherited from their parents, and the Gemara says there's a guest shir at 10:30, so we're all doing shir early because you know we didn't get warned about it, so it's a kachaza. So I'll write the Dvar Torah afterwards during that. Okay. So I also get homework. Look at that. So that's the Ur Zeruah. Now, all the way at the other extreme, you have the Chazon Ish, who says no. Like, once something is agreed upon, even like in the major Nosei Kelim, like once something's agreed upon, the other position is a dead position. So, like, if everyone agrees that you pass from the Shach, you don't just go dragging up the Taz. Right? Even though you're right, like technically it was an open question until the 1700s, right? Doesn't matter. If at some point something becomes consensus, you can't drag up now, the Chazon Ish, back to your question before, is not consistent about this. That's what he says in his Kol Ipsak in Yeridea, but he doesn't actually paskin this way often. But in principle. Then there are middle positions, like only post Talmud, right? Rav Moshe says this in some places, that the Rav Moshe himself is not consistent. Rav Moshe in one place says, look, post-Talmud, any position is open. right? For Shasat Chak, for extenuating circumstances, right? Meaning, you can't really say...
How do you define Shasat
Chak? That is many, many months worth of shir. Months. I've given months and months of shir on Shasat Chak.
Can you make a point to an article that takes about
10 minutes 30? No. I can point you to my shirim online, they go through it. I can point you to a half-hour shir where I summarize the basic principles.
That works.
I can do that for you. I'll give it to you later. I've been giving a series on Pesach for KMTT this year. It's the virtual Beit Midrash. This is an audio section, which is called Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah, KMTT. So I gave... I mean, I think actually maybe it's an hour. It's 2 half-hour bites. Then, so the Ramosha says, look, anything post-Talmudic, though in other places Ramosha says, unless it was agreed upon by the poskim amifursamim. But she doesn't really explain the famous. So something like a consensus has emerged. You can't go against consensus. Now, the Or Zeruah invokes it, as I said, one of the two places that I know of in the Or Zeruah, at least, that he invokes it is right here. Is that even, and his argument is basically, even if it's true that the simple pshat in Chazal is that we paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, the right man is giving share at 10:30, so we're all giving share before that. B'shanat chak, because of the extenuating circumstances, because people need to eat, we rely on the chachamim. That at least it's not d'oraita, and that opens up a lot of kulot. And that is what the Or HaShulchan quotes in Siv Vav. Is Or Zeruah, and it's also quoted in the Taz. Okay? So that would get you, not all the way, but obviously, as we said, getting you towards saying it's Dirabbanan is definitely going to help you quite a bit. But let's turn to 13, okay? Let's summarize it. I want to at least get through Shulchan Aruch, some of the main notes of Kalim, and the Mishnah Berurah. I want to read the Mishnah Berurah inside, and then we'll be done, okay? So let's look at Shulchan Aruch, number 13. As we said, simple pshat in Shulchan Aruch is Asur lechol chadash mituat chamesh amidim ad sheyikra v'omer shubetet zayin b'nisan. You can't eat the new grain until you bring the omer on the 16th. Shenem rav lechem v'koli v'chormel lo techor etzim amazet. V'idna deleka omer, now that there's no omer, Asur kol yom tet zayin. It is Asur the entire day of the 16th, ubichutz la'aretz oshen shnei yomim aser kol yud zayin atchilat leil yurchet. The most machmir possible construel, it is d'oraita, and therefore it is aser until the beginning of the 18th because of sveikat the yoma. And he makes it very clear in Sibet, Isser achadash noeg bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, bein b'shel Yisrael, bein b'shel odei kochavim. The Taz in 14 says, does it apply to that owned by non-Jews? So what does he say? Chein kasev haposkim. That's what everybody says, except for who says it doesn't apply to non-Jews? No? That's Kotzaretz. Non-Jews? The Bach. Remember that long Bach? Now, there's something you have to know about the Taz and the Bach. How are the Taz and Bach related?
Father's son.
Close?
Father-in-law.
Father-in-law. So he writes... He quotes, therefore, Mori v'chatmi, my father, my Rebbe, my father-in-law. They had a very strange relationship. The Taz almost never agrees with the Bach. He usually quotes the Bach to brutalize him. In his Beirish, which I really don't know.
The Taz's
father-in-law. Father-in-law. Correct. And the Taz basically quotes the Bach all the time to say, this is what my father-in-law said, and it's horribly wrong. I really don't know what family gatherings look like, you know. I don't know. I don't know. But he writes, Umori v'chat nizal kadem sheyesha chacha brura debashel oveko chavim eno noeg chadash. He proves that it doesn't apply with the non-Jews. And he quotes all of his proofs. Skip down half the way, right? Here's just Adkan Lishono, right? Where it says, right, where he just quotes it. So halfway, v'ani omer nafsho betov talin. He meant well. Essentially, my father-in-law meant well. Avolodok bidvarim, but no, he was not careful about what he wrote.
Wow.
He said the questions he asked don't even begin to be problems. He said the issue there was not about where they ate. Right? They could have eaten old grain. As we said, the question wasn't necessarily about what they ate. The question was about where they brought the omer from. It was on the mitzvah element, not on the matir. So then he says, the Rush quotes other ones, etc. So therefore he rejects it. Three lines on the bottom, we call a poskim, we say, Raya Brua L'Isser. It is obviously Asr. Right? And this seems to be the consensus, that the most of the Acharonim did not like the Bach. However, so instead of giving you the Taz, I give you a little bit of a summary in the Beit Hillel. So what was the next heter? The Beit Hillel has a nice summary here. He says, Heter Chadosh B'Zman Hazeh, Kfar Rabu Perushim Shonim V'Gonim Shechipsu V'Gubit Sheva Chakirah V'Digor L'Oldeh V'Dam Heter Gamur Barur. He said the post came in looking for a good heter, and they haven't quite succeeded. He said, what did they get? Habach, right? The Beit Chadash, Katav Atam Dibishal Goyim Yesh Heter. Yesh La Hater, right? The Bach, Heter is non-Jews. Fine. The Taz didn't like that, so what does he say? Rav Turi Zav, Katav Atam Mishum Chutz Laretz. He is willing to be makel that Chutz Laretz is at least only the Rabbanon. Kudayu, Rilazul, Lazul, 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 etc., because everybody paskins like the Chachamim. So then he goes to the Shach, in the name of the Lechem Mishnah, that Heter Mamashkins Mitzur Saorin, Gilmut or Shein of Chayotze Bohen. So others say maybe there's certain Bittol. He says, Yinek Farzeh Chamishim Shanalam Du Heter Zemin Perish Rashi. Who kvar dachinu heter zeh mishum shein alach rabbi shua gavei truma b'mashka yotze ben v'gam ashach dach heter zeh l'chein roi l'chol yoshamayim l'ach yergam b'mashkam shol shein chasar m'mashbal chul. He said that which people said that maybe beer is batel to the water, they don't like that either, and he said, and therefore you should be machmir. But he says if you're so sick, I kid you not, ach mishu ish chalash v'in kog l'achmer v'zeh machman chosher alev shein chon lishtot mashka chazak gon dvash. She current made, this is like an amazing line. He said, but if you're not healthy enough to have harder alcohol.
Not healthy enough to have.
Harder alcohol than beer, so the only thing you can drink is beer. Right? He said, if you can't handle mead, which is made from honey, so then, and you can, the only thing you can do, v'gam yayin u'mikol shekein mayim, and you can't handle wine, and you definitely can't handle water. Because remember, the reason people had alcohol was because the water was contaminated. So he said, if you're too sick, so you can't have hard alcohol and you can't have water, the only thing you can drink of is beer. So then, im keinu davar shechayev tluyim bo, then beer is what your life depends on. So then you can be mekil because v'chay b'hem v'shlo yomut b'hem. Because it's pikuach nefesh. To have beer. You understand? This is the heter he has to invoke. That's how much he's not convinced of the heterim.
What? It's regarding being pretty ill, isn't it? Where you're dead.
Yes!
He's going against the Kohen Nefesh or his sport? That's the one.
No, he said that's the only heter I can think of at this point because nothing else works. So, great.
No.
But that's a pretty fair summary of where it stands. So now what I'll read you is the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah really tries to bring everything together and try to say, okay, well then what exactly do we rely on? So, as I said, besides for in Yoredeya, it's also quoted in Siman Taf Beit Tet and Or HaChaim, then number 16, because that is Hilchos Tzvirat HaOmer, and at the end of Hilchos Tzvirat HaOmer, it mentions Chadash. And since the Mishnah Berurah doesn't write in Yoredeya, so he brings his summary in Tav Beit Tet. So now let's read carefully 17 and 18, and that's where I'm going to leave you. Okay? So let's look at his summary, and this should summarize everything you've seen. Okay? So look at 17. Mishnah Berurah says, if you want, you can grab a Mishnah Berurah if you don't want to print out the sources. Mishnah Berurahs we have plenty of. Do you want to? So in Tav Beit Tet should be the end of Chelek Hei. Okay, like hey, yeah. I'll pause for you for a second. Okay, so turn to Tough Pei Tet Yud. And like I said, by the end of this, you'll have a summary of all the heterim that are brought. I'm not posking for you, but I do want you to understand the issue. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says, so he's commenting on Shulchan Aruch in number 16, who says what? Who wants to read me Sif Yud? It's Simon Tuf Beiket, Sif Yud, by the end of Hilchos Sfirat Omer. So, let's read me Shulchan Aruch. Right. What? Okay. Asur lechol chadash av bizman hazeh. Tough pay tet yud. You can't eat chadash even nowadays. Bein lechem, bein kali, bein charmel. Right. Whether it's bread or roasted grain or fresh grain. Atchilat leil yudchet benisan until the night of the yudchet. Ube eret Yisrael atchilat yel leil yudzayin benisan. Right. In Eretz Yisrael 17th. There's no sveik at yom. Okay. Right, that's what we said. Same as you find it in Yerodea. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? And again, this is going to be our wrap-up. So if you lost track of all the Shita during the year, here we go. Okay? In the last 5 days, now we're going to summarize it. So, Mishnah Berurah says, starting at Memdalet to Memtet here. Okay? Asur lechol chadash. What is chadash? I knew tvua shenishrisha achar tet zayin binisan shuzman akravada omer. Chadash is that which is took root after the 16th of Nisan. Because if it took root before Pesach, before the Omer, so it would be mutter, it would be now Yashan. Ayin Sham, Ocho Chodesh Shaykh Rak, Bechamishad Aminim, Chitim Sorin, Kosmin, Shvul, Shul, Vishifon, and then it only applies to the 5 grains. Okay? We're all clear on that?
Yeah.
5 grains. Good. Af Bizmanaze, Memhe. The drasha that we derive this from, as we've seen this in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Yerushalmi is bechol moshvoteichem. That's how we know it applies in Chutz Laretz, like paskening, like Rebbe Eliezer. Umishum sveke de yoma machmirin od al yom echad. And because in Chutz Laretz we aren't sure what day it is, and we have 2 days Yantif, we also have 2 days, an extra day of Isser Chadash. V'hine, b'yoradesim in Reish Tzadik Gimel, katav Ramah heter Chadash, heter l'chadash. The Ramah has a kula. What's his kula? Remember? Svek Sveika. Right, so you noted the Beit Hillel didn't even quote it. But okay. Devi Svek Sveika. Chadash Shem HaTvua Hi Mishana She'ofra. He said, Safek, it's Chadash, Safek Yashar. And even if it's Chadash, maybe it took root before the Omer. And Rama says, if you have imported grain, that further muddies the issue, and therefore you don't have to worry about it, you don't have to research it, you don't have to whatever. V'katru ha'achronim. But now the Mishnah Berurah said, but wait a second. The achronim, right? The medinat polin ein lo'akel ki im bechitin v'shifa. In Poland, you can only be lenient on wheat and rye. Deruba deruba nizraim bechodesh cheshvan ve'in shayach b'em chadash. Why? Because most of them are planted in the fall, and therefore, by the time they actually you pick them, they're going to be Yashan, it's always winter wheat. Winter wheat and winter rye.
Meaning, if you plant them in the winter, you're
right, or close enough to Pesach that, like, you're very rarely going to actually be encountering something which is Chadash.
The Isser is only, eating, so you can do everything up to the winter.
Well, we haven't done the Isser of Ketzira at Homer, right? Remember, there is an Isser of Ketzira before, but that doesn't apply to Goyim, right? Goyim can cut whatever they want, so. And it's not clear that the Isser Ketzira applies in Chutz Laretz, which unfortunately is not a sugya we're going to be able to do before the end of the year. Maybe over the summer, I'll quickly give some shiurim on that. Like, that's what I'm learning myself now, is going through some of the Isser Ketzira. But even if you violate Ketzira, it would still be mutter to eat once it became Chadash. Okay? But the Achronim say that in Poland, only wheat and rye was realistically Yashan. But barley, I'm going to assume that they paskin here, the Ashkenazi version, oats, let's assume that's what Shevel Shoel means, and spelt were Chadash. Because they were spring wheat. They were not wheat, they were spring grain. Okay? Aval Sa'orim Shevel Shoel v'kushmin ruban v'kimat kulam nizraim achar ha-Pesach. Most of them were after Pesach. Now, why do they say this? Why do they passen this way? Because they say, if the heter is fundamental, like the Bach, so then you can be Mekil. But if it's based on the Svek Sveka, but you know there's no Suffek, because you know that everything that you have is spring wheat, is spring barley, okay, is Chadash, so you can't rely on Sveka. And he said, furthermore, what did the Ramah say? The Ramah said, you have two ways of invoking the Svek Sveka. One is if it's not the majority, which is Chadash, and the other is if there's a lot of imported grain, which confuses things.
When I say majority, is that majority within the division of barley, or majority within the fiber grain?
No. Each grain is independent. Right? And he said, so the Ramah said he had two avenues of heter. You can invoke the Svek Sveka if most of the grain locally is, of that particular grain, is right, or not overwhelmingly Chadash. Or if you have imported grain, because then you could say, well, maybe even if here it's Chadash, maybe the grain you're eating is imported, and that might be Yashan. But the...
If it's Chadash here, then why would it be Chadash there?
No, because, what do you mean? In America, we have a lot more spring wheat than they do in other countries, because we have so much wheat that we have two wheat harvests.
That depends on where it's coming from.
Correct, and 100%.
So then you can't be... Then it's not really a subject, because you've done your research and you get
to know. Oh! If you've done your research. The Mishnah Berurah said that in Poland... Wait! Good. So the Mishnah Berurah tells you that if you take the Ramah seriously, that means you need to do minimal research. Right? That's what seems to emerge from the Ramah. Now, even though there's a lumdus to say that when there's a Svek Sveka, you don't have to do research because there's no Safek, the post can assume that at least in this case, this Svek Sveka is questionable enough. The Ramah does... I'll be pshuto.
It can only become a Svek Sveka after you.
No, so that's not always clear. Sometimes the Svek Sveka you have no chiv to research, but in this case, the Ramah seems to think you do need to do at least minimal research, that it's not a vadai. There needs to actually be a suffix, right? And that's the Mishnah Berurah's assumption. And most of the Achronim say, even if you're going to rely on the Ramah, you need to do minimal research. And therefore he says, Lemaisa in Poland, wheat and rye were legitimate Svekot. Because most of it was winter. And therefore, it was a robe that it was mutter, so then you can add the Svek Sveka, you can add robe, you can add whatever, fine. But barley, oats, and spelt in Poland was neither imported, and it was mostly spring grain.
Is the matzah we use always?
Yes, I think so. I mean, there's no reason it shouldn't be. He says, umikom, I'm pretty sure most of it, it'll stand in Yashan. Umikom makom, so the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the problem? This is what should come out al pi lamdus. But, lemaisa, what does he tell you descriptively? Rov ha'olam, ein nizharin klal bisur chadash. Most people have never even heard of this, right? The yesh lamdu aleim schot, lefi shu davar kasha, liot zoyer b'zeh. So some people defend it and said, well, it's really hard. So one heter that was suggested was Rabbeinu Baruch, that we paskin it's only us in Chutz Laaretz and in Eretz Yisrael, and only some of the Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's mutar lechatchila, the geographic heter. Rabbeinu Baruch, kigon Mitzrayim u'Bavel. Heter one. Heter two is the Bach. Is the ownership question? The nafkamina between those two would be, if you have a Jewish farmer, according to the Bach, it's aser. According to Rabbi Baruch, mutter. And he says, and so what does the Mishnah Berurah say about these three possible heterim? Samuch Eretz Yisrael, Goyim, Svek Sveka.
If you combine all three,
you have another seven. No, he says, no, Mishnah Berurah himself says, look, these are three heterim. The Minhag HaOlam for hundreds of years has been Mekil, so I can't yell at people to say, Bimachmer. mikol makom, but nevertheless, kol bal nefesh lo yismach al hater malalu. Anyone who cares about halacha, kol bal nefesh, right, who really cares, be machmir. But now, and remember I said the Mishnah Berurah, and this was basically my position when I was in the Chutz Laretz, which was Yachmir La'atzmo b'chol ma she'efshar lo. He said, even if you want to take advantage of the kulot, there is a middle position, right? One is to say, look, the minhag is to be mekil, be mekil. The other is to say, the hetirim don't stand, hold water, be machmir. But there is a middle position, which is recognize it's a problem and do what you can. So in Chutz La'aretz, I varied, you know, how machmir I was over the years. Probably at this point, you know, I would be more machmir because, for me, I live here, right? So the amount that I have to worry about it is so minimal that it's not so hard for me to be machmir. But it is hard if you're eating at other people's houses and things like that. So based on this Mishnah Berurah, I know a lot of people. I know certain Rosh Yeshiva who are what they self describe themselves as conservative chadash keepers, meaning sort of the old way that some people, they kept kosher at home, but they would go out, they would eat not kosher out. So I know certain Rosh Yeshiva say, look, in their own house they're machmir, but if they realistically were going to be machmir out of soap, they wouldn't go to anybody's house. So that they won't do. Other people I know will say, look, I know people are totally machmir. I ask Yosef, I'm sure his family is machmir l'chalutin. Right? Some people will say, look. What? Yeah. Yes, I know, but they would say to mean to rely on the shito that yes, that they rely on the minhag, rely on whatever. Again, this is in America. In Europe, it's a bit different. Now, I would note that in America, it gets worse because America is very much the way the Mishnah Berurah explains Poland. In that, we know that a lot of the stuff is spring, right? Spring wheat. We grow things twice a year, so that means that by the time you get to the first 6 months after Pesach is fine. Everything is yashan. Correct, that's winter wheat. But by the time you get to the fall, things start to become spring because of the second round. So in America, there's about 6 months where it's a problem, 6 months when it's not. And we know that. And the reason people have started to become more machmir, and as I said, the OU, COR, they'll still tell you, they'll still put a hechsher on things that are still safek chadash, but they've started in their websites to tell people how to research it. And that's by looking at the expiration dates and packing codes and all like that, and you can figure it out. So, again, what many have said is that if you want to follow the Mishnah Berurah's advice, which is it's impossible to keep it fully, or very hard to keep it fully, but that doesn't mean you throw it out, there are a lot of things you can do. Like, if you're buying flour, as I said, gold medal flour, if it says KC on the back, it's always Yashan. Gold medal flour. Yeah, like, you know the yellow bags of flour that you see in the store? Okay, if you've ever been to a store, gold medal is one of the basic brands. There's not like a chiddush. Like, it's not like it's super expensive. This is like, on the, what? No, in America. Here, everything's yashan. Yeah. Look on their revenue website. They don't give extra to something that isn't vada yashan.
So why does, see a lot of you doing that?
Because the minhag has been for 1,000 years. To make ill, and therefore they rely on it. But like I said, there's been this movement of people to say, okay, but let's at least make people aware of the issues, and therefore there's this whole movement, the Yashan guide that you saw before, of people tell you how to figure it out. Again, if you decide after going, I don't want to poskim for you, but what I want you to understand is that if you decide to say, look, the minhag for 1,000 years has been make ill, even though all the heterim are a bit dachuk, but whatever, maybe we really do poskim that it doesn't matter if it belongs to a goy, or maybe we do poskim Rabbeinu Baruch. Or you can invoke this mitzvah agreement, you decide everything together, so you're following 1,000-year old minhag. If you decide you want to be machmir because none of these hold water, this is not the world's craziest chumrah to adopt, right? Because this is a chumrah which is pretty close to Ikar Hadin. If you want to take a middle position, so recognize that's actually the Mishnah Berurah's advice. Right? The Mishnah Berurah's advice is if you can't handle being machmir on a sof, that doesn't mean you should throw it out. And if possible,
What is the middle position practicing in the winter in America?
So what does it look like in America? I'll tell you what it... let's finish the line. I'll tell you what it looks like with mice, okay? Like, I'm just going to give you descriptively what it looks like. She says, "Ve'ene av she'en bi'adenu l'mchot bi'ana mekilim mikom okom kol ba'nevesh lo yizmoch al haterim halalu ve'yachmer la'atmo b'kom ha'shef sharlo ki d'har be'e g'dolu v'shalim who asur da'raisa b'chol gavni." He said, "Many v'shalim zed asur da'raisa." Vida. Oh, the av she'kot su le'al b'shem ha'achron v'chidin lach kushva v'shem ha'im shochadim v'shem sh'erob Yisrael ma'ed v'chodesh cheshvan. What's the Mesilat HaBarzel? He said, look, the Rishonim, he said the Achronim living before the Mishnah Brura, they used to say, well, wheat was only grown locally in Poland and was only winter wheat. He said there's a slight problem in his time because of the Mesilat HaBarzel. What's the Mesilat HaBarzel?
The iron curtain.
It's a train, a railroad. Right, because we have trains, he said, even in Poland, remember, the Mishnah Berurah died in the 1930s. He has trains, right? He has electricity. He is pretty modern. He says, nowadays, there is something called importing. So therefore, he says, he said, even in Poland, he thinks descriptively, most of what they're getting is chadash.
Right.
And then he says, okay, beer, etc. Fine. Let's just look at the Ber Halacha, and then I'll talk you through it. And again, I'm not poskening. I wanted you to understand this out hasaf. Look at the Ber Halacha. He says, "Af is ma'azeh." He said, "I said in the Mishnah Berurah, don't protest because you know it's the minhag." Mikom makom, b'asher yadua shekama v'kama min azar michshash iser koldu b'shari isurim mikilin gamkein bazeh. He said, "But there is this weird phenomenon that some people are super machmir on other things that are clearly chumrot, right? On this, they don't care. I'll give you a modern example: Chasidim." Chasidim are like super machmir on like Chalav Yisrael and Pas Yisrael, but most Chasidim Bishita are not machmir on Savik Chadash because it's mostly laws on Chal Yisrael, and that's what many of them, not all, I don't know about all, but many Chasidish poskim like Bishita, they're not machmir. Okay? Not everyone, but many people, even though objectively speaking Chalav Yisrael is l'kol adin only derabanan, zegzer derabanan, and many of them will tell you straight up that it's just a chumrah. Pas Yisrael, also definitely derabanan. Pas Yisrael versus Pas Palter, only a chumrah, a mahadrin, right? Chadash suffik is a d'oraisa. So he says gam kein bezeh, and he says so why. The Sibara Davar Ra'iti, Mipanesha Sobrim Shemiro Tseli Zar Tarkli Zar Bachalachum wrote, Mishmarim Vishaychar Vayin Sraf, Vichem to play the Galim. And he said, and again, I want you to read this because it's so important. He says, I think, the Mishmarim says, I think that the reason people aren't Machmer and Chadash is because they think it's all or nothing. And they say, once I get into this, so I'm going to have to be worried about my cereal and my pretzels and my bread and my beer and my whiskey, and I'm going to have to worry about Kalim. Right? Because Yosef asked me, oh, what about Kalim? The answer is, yes, Kalim!
Not bourbon, right?
No. What?
Bourbon.
What? I mean, aged whiskey is obviously not a problem. Right, obviously, it's very yesha. Right, very yesha.
I was going to bring that up.
Beer, okay, beer. And they're worried about Kalim, right? The pots and pans. I can't eat at my friend even, meat. Kalim, just like, because it's Asur Midaraisa, it trades with the Kalim.
I can't cook with my food.
Wait, if he used a pen to cook.
Until, same halachot is treif.
Tom. It's equal to treif, remember? So.
Now again, Tom.
But it's treif on a different level.
It's in a chanami.
It's intrinsically different.
But he says, and he said, it's because of this that people just give up because they hear what it actually entails and they're like, I give up.
I don't know.
Right? Now.
Someone who makes challah with the Yoshan flour or they can't use it
once. Well, again, so after 24 hours, b'di'evet, it would be mutter because of it's in a binyomo. Just like if you used it for pig, 24 hours later, b'di'avad, it would be mutter. Right? You shouldn't do it l'chathil, you should kasher it, but b'di'avad, it would be fine. Right? So many, Lemaisa, I know many people who say that even if they're Makbid on Chadash, they're not Makbid on Kelim. Because they said, as long as it's Eino Ben Yomo, right, like, post facto, it's definitely fine. And they're not going to make everyone kosher it. Because they're like, for koshering, which is, you know, Ro'i for the Ramah and the Bach and whatever, to be Makel on Kelim. Fine.
It, a, you don't know if it's Yashon HaKadosh, or N, you don't know.
And also, B'diavad is not going to be a problem. It's just Lechatchila, you shouldn't. If it's in a Ben Yomo. And he says, but he said, most people he knows, the reason they don't want to be Machmir is because they can't imagine themselves being Machmir in everything. And he says, it's really hard. And therefore they just rely on the Minog. He said, I don't think that's right. Just because you can't keep everything, so you keep nothing. He said wheat. He said flour is easy, and I'm telling you this, Lamaisa. Right? You want to know what it looks like? One of the first things that I started being makbid on was flour, because flour is so easy. You go into the regular supermarket, and you have a bunch of, you know, brands of flour that are all the same price, pachar yoter, right? Cheap as, you know, dirt cheap. Nothing. And my argument as soon as I got married was, I don't understand. I go into the supermarket. Gold Medal is like the standard brand you find in every supermarket. Gold Medal, if it says KC in the back, right? Kansas City, is always Yashan. Always.
If it's from Kansas City, the Kansas City
Gold Medal is always uses winter wheat. Meaning, their spring wheat is from somewhere else, their winter wheat is Kansas City, and therefore, the flour from there is always Yashan. So I said, one of the first things that we started doing in my house, right, when I got married, was flour were going to be makbid.
But most products that you eat are not mostly...
You haven't been to my house. I started with that. Now, pastas, it depends. A lot of the European pastas are Yashan because a lot of very good. So the Italian, so it happens to be that at some point, I don't know if it's still true, but when I was living in America, 90% of the Italian brands of pasta were always Yashan, just because in Europe they use a lot more winter wheat than we do in America, right? So pretzels are almost always Yashan. Why? What? I don't know. Why are pretzels almost always winter wheat? Because they're baked hard, they don't care about using older wheat. So winter wheat is cheaper. Right? No, you can. You obviously can.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why. So he says, Vishamati. Now, the ones that... Now, what did I do? So, cereal, I'll be honest, when I lived in America, I stocked up on cereal for 6 months. I had a storage. I had like a closet, and I just packed in cereal.
Honestly, if my family did that, we just eat the cereal.
So I'll be honest. When I did that in America, that was when it was just Ora and I don't really eat cereal so much. So it wasn't a big deal. I don't know how I could physically do it with three kids at the rate we go through cereal.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it could just be. Now, look, your alternative is for 6 months to live basically on Rice Krispies and cornflakes, which are, you know, which are not wheat. Or basically, now, there is, what some people do is you can buy cereals that are gluten-free. Because gluten-free...
doesn't have any of the five grains in it.
Right? It's a suffix on oats, right? Because oats doesn't have gluten. So like Cheerios will be gluten-free. But most things, if they say gluten-free and they're not made of oats...
I mean, there's plenty of cereals like Frosted Flakes or...
Bidouk. Correct. So you could spend 6 months doing that. Again, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you, what does this look like? I just want to... Guys, again, I'm not posking for you. What I want you to understand is that if by the end of this... Look, again, I can see this going three ways, right? I can see some of you walking out of this and saying, look, I'm convinced you have to be machmir, and if you want to be machmir, we can talk about what that looks like. And that's basically Yosef, who's... Right? That's basically Yosef, whose rabbi told him that as a Sephardi, that's what we have to do. So...
Yeah,
it
said you're supposed to be
there. You go.
The question is, how do I do this?
Okay, look. Possibility two. Again, I want to just describe what this looks like. One is to say you walk out of this and you're convinced that none of it didn't work and you're machmir. That might be your, you know, then you got to figure it out. You might walk out and say, look, I understand that it's difficult, but the minhag ha'olam for 1,000 years has been makel. There are many wonderful Talmidei Chachamim who continue to be Meikel, I'm going to rely on them. Right? And the middle position is the Mishneh Berurah position, which is to say, look, I understand that this is hard, so maybe I can't realistically keep it legamrei. I don't live in my own house, v'chulei v'chulei. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to give up it entirely, and I'm going to find ways of doing what I can. And again, if you want to know what that looks like, right, I can explain it to you. And part of that might mean storing up on cereal. It might be finding the right brands of flour. It might be getting European thing, right, pasta. It might mean it might be going on the keto diet for 6 months a year, right? By the way, that's the way to do this. The way really, Daniel, no joke, if you really want to do this, what you do is you tell people, I'm sorry, I'm on the keto diet every year from October to Pesach. Every year. I right? And that's it. I only eat meat and vegetables, and that's it. And on Shabbos, I buy challah, but I get challah from... I live in Israel, thank God. And whatever, and we'll get... again, I'm not telling you what to do, because...
But how out of the way do you feel? It's like, for example, if you were planning on vacation, but you know that if you go on vacation, you're only going to get a Kaddish week.
I'm not posking for you. I'm not posking for you. Again, I wanted you to understand this.
The pro says, like, do the most you can.
He says, do the most you can. I don't know what to tell you. And he says... and he said, I've heard people that they say... right, he says maybe by beer most of it is yasher in his time. You know, I don't know. Now he says obviously there are some who rely on the Ur Zarua. Skipping down, he says after lenuchal gamba zelim chod beolam shenagul lahakel. Well, Roy benochem lachmer laatzmo. He said I can't tell you to tell people it's usher, but I should tell you. You should be machmer yourself. Al kopanim bazed al gedolei arishonim udaraita. Because look, in the end of the day, the reason to be machmer is that it's daraita according to. Rif, Rosh, Ramam, Smag, Itter, Mordechai, Rav, Yagaz, Maimini, Ritva, right, etc. And he says, the Ur Zarua thinks that it's Asr Midrabanan, right? And therefore, he's only Mekel on Safek, but he said, if you know that it's Chadash, that's not going to help you, right? He said, the only real Adam that are going to get you are the Rabbeinu Baruch, etc. So he says, right, and that's what he says. He says the only real iser is Ve'en Lan Megil Rabbeinu Baruch, right? Baal Sefer HaTrumot. He said the only person who's really, really Megil 100% is the Bach and Rabbeinu Baruch. Those are the two kulos you have. Right, those are the two Heterim. But he says Ve'en Yechidoi Neged Kol Hani Rabasa. But at the end of the day, those are minority positions. And many of those achronim only want to be makel by doubt. He says, and besides, Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim and Yeridea doesn't pask in that way. He says, Doraita b'chol gavne. Most of the achronim passing away. He said, if you really want to try hard, you can find yashan. And I'll tell you. Look, I know from that when Lichtenstein lived in America, what it meant was he froze flour for 6 months. But honestly, again, I'm not telling you what to do. I am telling you that if you want to do like the Mishneh Berurah and be machmir as much as you can, there are things you can do that will make it easier, like certain brands of flour. You live in Brooklyn, so honestly, a lot of the bakeries will say on them yashan. A lot of the pizza places are yashan.
That yashan thing, you had a list for New Year's.
Correct. Look, I'll be honest. Was I 100%? No. Do I feel bad about that often? Yes. But like when I was in YU, there were two pizza places next to each other. One was Yashan and one was not. I was like, they literally next door to each other. There are two pizza places there. Not to mention the fact that Lidati, the one that was Yashan, was also better. Lidati, right? It was also better pizza. But I was like, certain things like that, I was like, even when there was a sale in the one which was used not, I'm like, you know. So again, what this means, the Maisa, for you, I'm not going to tell you. I've outlined for you what it looks like. I've explained to you all the positions. We have seen them painstakingly. You don't have to trust me on anything. We've read it. We've read basically all inside. I think you should at least think about it, right? You should at least think about it. Think about what you want to do. Be aware of the issues. Again, all three possibilities you could take are based in post-skim. I'm not telling, saying they're not.
Where did you get it down about like 4 months?
So you have a few months to decide. That is correct. That is correct. And if you're coming back next year, don't worry about it, because Sorrel is not a problem.
For the most part, I heard that
some of the imported stuff. Some of the imported stuff, correct. Some of the imported stuff you have to be careful with. I don't.
Yeah, like American cereal, that they supply
is imported. So I've talked about this to Shmuel Devin, and we do try to make sure the ones we get are the ones that are Yashan for that reason. And that's why, if you look, that's why I could pull the cereal off and say,
Lelochak. We pulled off more imported from America.
Yeah. Okay, good. So, guys, that's the sugya. Now you understand it. Again, England's a little bit different, so you can look into it. But at least you understand where these issues come from.
We do have a big
fine.